Sean Patrick Maloney, we see Bernie Sanders coming closer to Hillary than a lot of people thought he could. What do you make of this phenomena in the primaries?
Well, I think, you know, one party is having a professional and dignified competition with two passionate, you know, intelligent people, and the other is a dumpster fire. So I'm pretty proud of the Democratic Party right now, particularly given the comparison to this craziness that's going on the Republican side. I think that Bernie's run a good campaign. I think we're going to see Hillary, Secretary Clinton, I think you're going to see her establish a pretty dominant position. She really has already, and I think it's hopefully going to be the beginning of a coming together on the Democratic side of the aisle.
I see that Donald Trump got a lot more votes in Michigan than the Democratic candidates did. What do you make of that?
Well, I think you're seeing a lot of energy on that side because of some of the outrageous things and bigoted things and just insanity that you see playing out in that process. And I think you'll see a real surge in turnout for the communities who have been on the other end of that kind of bigotry and bluster. I think you're going to see a lot of folks come out to vote for anybody but Trump when we get into a general election if he's the nominee. So I'm not too concerned about it. The bottom line is you know, who is talking about issues that matter to working and middle class people who are struggling in this era of, you know, record corporate profits and record wealth creation for the very top. And somebody's got to start talking to families like the one, you know, I grew up in where people are just trying to pay the bills, send kids to college, plan for retirement, and that's getting harder, not easier, and people are sick of it.
I keep hearing that Hillary Clinton, from the rumor mongers, is going to get indicted over the emails. You reject that, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's nonsense. I think this whole thing has been way overblown. I mean, let's just step back for a minute and take a deep breath. This person has released 35,000 emails. And if you can name one that said anything unethical or problematic, let me know. I cannot. I don't know who among us could issue 35,000 emails and not have something that could be put in the paper. I mean, the point is that they have had, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 investigations of this stuff. Nothing has come of it. It looks very much like the Justice Department is winding down its inquiry. I don't think anything's going to come of it, and I don't think anything should come of it. I mean, there's clearly no effort on the part of Secretary Clinton to mishandle classified information. She made a bad call in using a private server, but that's very different than intentionally, violating the laws surrounding, the sharing of classified information. There's no evidence of any kind that she did that. And so in the end, I don't think it means anything. And we saw on the Benghazi side of it, you know, what happened when they called her up for 11 hours of testimony. It was a bit of a kangaroo court, and I think she made him look foolish. So I think we should stop all this nonsense and start talking about things that actually matter to the people who pay the bills, you know, to taxpayers. You know, how are we going to grow this economy? How are we going to invest in our infrastructure and our schools? How are we going to lead the world again with our economic power and our culture and not just our military might? How are we going to win the war on ISIS, keep the country safe? You know, these are the things that people care about, not this other stuff.
Closely aligned with that is we're going to have an election, a presidential election. The president obviously is going to have to be appointing Supreme Court judges, whoever that is. In the meantime, the president has a year left, and the Republicans are saying we will not interview or talk to or vote up or down on anybody he selects. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's really terrible. I just think some things have to be above partisan political advantage. I mean, the fact of the matter is that our system still depends on human beings behaving honorably, and it still depends on people doing their duty. And we have all sworn an oath to the Constitution, which is crystal clear, that when there's an opening in the court, the president nominates somebody, and the Senate, you know, either votes it up or votes it down. The idea that they will just stop for a year of a president's term, I think is unprecedented, and it just says something very, very troubling about how people are putting politics above everything else. You know, this idea that the people should have a voice in this in the next election is just a ruse to confuse the fact that we have elected the current president, and he has duties and responsibilities under the Constitution, and nominating a Supreme Court justice to a vacancy is clear as can be. And the Senate can do whatever it wants with it. It can vote it up, it can vote it down, But to simply be derelict in their duty to consider the president's nominee, I think is about as crummy a thing as I've seen, in 25 years of working in politics.
Okay, if you were running the White House, what would you do to make them come around?
Look, you appoint the most qualified person. There are outstanding members of the bench who have been confirmed by the Senate unanimously with large bipartisan majorities, who are outstanding legal scholars, who are not ideologues or not political people. You know, appoint one of those. And I think that if they're still unwilling to give a brilliant, honorable, non-political person a vote, then they should pay a price for it at the polls, because they're just doing something wrong. They're doing harm to the fabric of the Constitution that they purport to worship. It is ironic and it's wrong.
So when you just said political price, there is politics involved in this. I haven't figured out how the Republicans help themselves by refusing to follow the Constitution, as you suggest. What could they possibly be thinking?
You know, I think they're stuck. I think that they've got a bunch of supporters in their own party who are really, really ardent opponents of the president, and they don't have a good argument for not doing their jobs, and so they're just sort of deer in the headlights on this thing. But the bottom line is that there are some things that should be above politics, and I think in some ways that word politics really is two words, right? There's politics where people are playing games, and that's the politics we don't like. And then there's politics, which means, you know, we all get together and try to make our way forward as a community, and we do that by voting and by running candidates and by talking about issues. That's good politics. And if they're going to do something this extreme, like refusing to do their duty under the Constitution, then the good politics is that the people get to weigh in on that. The people get to say, we don't think this is right, or we think this is wrong. And that's what I mean when there's a political price. There is ultimately our system allows for accountability. It's why it's so important that people vote and participate and pay attention. And I got to tell you, this is not about being a Democrat. There really are some things that, like the Supreme Court, that you cannot play political games with. You can't just not nominate somebody.
But they will. Your sense is, though, that the American people will understand that this is just wrong, and they will hold them accountable for it. Isn't that what you just said?
Look, I have a lot of faith in the judgment of the people. It's all we got. But I want to hold out, you know, hope that the Republicans will see some reason on this. I mean, if the president nominates someone who is abundantly qualified, and I think you're going to see this any day, so maybe by the time, you know, this is being heard by your listeners, there will have already been a nomination. I believe the president's going to nominate somebody who's beyond reproach, who's been previously confirmed by a wide bipartisan margin, and then let them explain why they can't give that person a vote. I'm not even saying they got to vote for him. I'm just saying to drag their feet and to throw a monkey wrench in the process and just ignore the Constitution, I just think that's wrong. I just think it's about as wrong as you can get when you've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution.
We've been talking to the remarkable Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York in the 18th District, in office since 2013. Sean, as always, our great gratitude for your coming around and talking to us.
Thanks, Alan.